This summer has been filled with hissy fits between the government and reporters. The latest tussle came just this week. Environment reporters say the EPA is now stopping its independent scientific advisors from speaking out. Agency Chief of Staff Gwendolyn Keyes Fleming wrote a memo telling the Science Advisory Board to refer questions from the public and the press to designated federal officials. Bob Cusack is editor-in-chief of The Hill newspaper. He's covered policy and politics in Washington for nearly two decades.
I think all presidents, they're not fond of the press. And this president says that he doesn't watch the cable news networks, and he's criticized the 24/7 news cycle. But you get the sense that he actually does watch the cable news networks because he criticizes them on a pretty regular basis. I think the relationship between the press and the White House has been strained, more strained in the second term than it was in the first term. Of course, you have conservatives saying that the press is very cozy with the Obama administration. But overall, and maybe it's just because this president has been around for nearly 6 years, but I think it's strained, and I think that the new White House press secretary, Josh Earnest, is going to try to work on that.
And why do you think that it has been strained? I mean, I think a lot of people have very high expectations of this president in particular because he has campaigned and publicly pledged to make this a very open and transparent government.
Yes, and a lot of reporters, because of those high expectations, have been disappointed. One of the big issues that frustrated the media was during the healthcare.gov debacle, the rollout of the Obamacare website. The administration was not giving out information about how many people had registered, and that was very frustrating because later on in the process, the administration said they did have the numbers. When the numbers were better news for them, they had the numbers at the ready. But when the numbers were bad, they said they didn't. And really, I think the administration on that issue lost some credibility with the press on that because the administration didn't want to release bad figures.
And just this week, we're learning about perhaps the latest tension between the press and the Obama administration, actually at the EPA, because several journalism and science organizations have written to the EPA complaining about a memo that tells independent scientific advisors to go through the agency if they want to talk to the press rather than answer questions directly. My question to you is, are you seeing actually evidence of this tension elsewhere besides the White House?
Well, certainly at government agencies, controlling the information is very important for all White Houses, and this administration is no different. They want to control the information. They want to have the message that they want out there. So I think part of the problem is that this administration was promising to be more transparent, and former editor of the New York Times, Jill Abramson, has been very critical of this administration because those expectations were so high, and the media has made the case they haven't met them. So, yes, that definitely happens at the White House, and then the White House controlling government agencies as far as what their messages are.
So you think that the agencies actually are taking their cue from the White House? It's a very hands-on control that the White House has over what agencies are saying or how much they're talking to the press?
Yes, no, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. There's communication between the agencies, a lot of it, between the agencies and the White House. And to some degree, that is perfectly understandable because the White House doesn't want to be blindsided with some idea that's coming up from the departments and agencies. I'll give you one example. In the first term, the Department of Transportation was floating an increase to the gas tax, and the White House shot that down almost immediately, and they said, no, that's not the case. This president does not support such an increase, and so that was something that came bubbling up from one of the departments, and it was quickly squelched by the White House. So the White House needs this government is such a big government. You have so many policymakers all around town. They need to be communicating. Okay, this is what we're thinking. But anything that comes out from this administration is going to be viewed and faulted as the president's idea. So the president has to, and his team must make sure that these ideas are endorsed by him and his team.
And it's interesting that you mentioned the Transportation Department because the first secretary under President Obama, Ray LaHood, was always known for being very accessible to the press. You can't think of, you know, very many secretaries right now who are the same.
No, that's right. That's right. And that was, there was no doubt about it that Ray LaHood, whether he was on Capitol Hill or, you know, in the halls of Congress, he was always media friendly, and he was also a lawmaker that you like to go to because he would take on his own party. And certainly that was part of the reason that when President Obama was thinking of cabinet officials, certainly Republicans, he thought of Ray LaHood.
Right, right, because of course he was a Republican. We're speaking with Bob Cusack. He's editor-in-chief of The Hill. Well, that's a good segue. I want to ask you, how would you characterize the relationship that the administration has with the press, with that your reporters see every day on Capitol Hill between those elected leaders and the press?
It's interesting because the leadership offices, the Republican leadership offices on Capitol Hill, whether that's aides for Speaker Boehner or Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, they are always in constant contact with White House reporters because the Republicans know that the White House has a huge advantage. They have the bully pulpit. So they want to make sure that whatever the president is saying, that the Republican counter-talking point will also get to those White House reporters. But regardless, there's no doubt about it, whether it's Republicans on Capitol Hill or White House aides, if there's a story that they don't like, they're going to be contacting us. And I think that's always been the case. You always want to work the rest. We're a nonpartisan news organization. So if they have a beef, whether it's from the Republicans or the Democrats, they're gonna let us know about it.
You've also noticed a trend, though, of these elected officials on Capitol Hill micromanaging their own relations with the press as opposed to delegating it to a press secretary.
Yes, that's been more of a recent phenomenon where the member will occasionally call, and I've talked to a fair amount of members over the years who've complained about coverage. And whenever we write a story that's critical of a lawmaker or the White House, they know it's coming. We let them know, and we give them the chance to comment on it. But sometimes they'll get on the phone because they want to convey exactly what they think of that story, whether they think they were treated unfairly or they think the angle was off. So that's been an interesting development where the lawmaker doesn't even rely on their press secretary to make the call. Most of the time they do rely on the press secretaries, but sometimes they'll pick up the phone and call me.
And how do you think technology has played into this? In other words, how much of this is political strategy and how much of it truly is, as the White House has said oftentimes, today's technology and social media changing the relationship that it has to have with the press?
Technology has played a huge role in this because now you have Google News alerts. Lawmakers are on their iPads over the weekend. They are checking Twitter, and they're seeing big stories about them, and whether that's Republican leaders or people thinking about running for the White House in 2016, they are constantly monitoring themselves, not just their aides, what is being written about them. So before, they might have missed a story here or there, but now they're getting every story that's written about them, and that means that if they don't like something, they're gonna push back.
And how do your reporters, or have you seen reporters overall, try to circumvent the technology and the established press secretary offices, you know, the growth of them, to actually get the story like they used to be able to?
I think the biggest thing that I tell our reporters is to go right to the member. Try to avoid the aides. And we have enormous access on Capitol Hill. We have some access at the White House, but at the White House, it's more restricted. Reporters don't have, they can't just walk up to the president every day.
They don't have his mobile phone number.
They don't. We'd love to get it. But with members, we have their email addresses, we have cell phones, and we can just go up to them when they're going up to vote on the House or Senate side. So the member is the boss, so we want to go to the boss and ask them exactly what happened in that meeting behind closed doors. And some members, including Marco Rubio, when he came to the Senate, he was kind of taken back, he said, by the access that Capitol Hill reporters have to lawmakers. And Rubio is very media savvy and media friendly. But that's what I tell people. Don't go to the spin people. We do have to talk to certain aides and get comment from them. But if you want to get the real information, you have to go to members of Congress. And I think one of the most striking things that when I came to the Hill over a decade ago, is that members of Congress, some of the most powerful people in the world, will tell you information, but they will require that you not use their name, that you use the information that you get on background, it's called. And I thought that was striking. But they have to also be able to trust you that they're going to give you the sensitive information and you're not going to expose them as the source.
And any luck with that same sort of frankness and, I guess, in-person relations with agency leaders?
Sure. No, agency leaders want to get their message out. They have to be, as we discussed a little earlier, is that they have to be mindful of what the White House wants, because the White House is their boss. The president is their boss. But they're not as accessible as members of Congress, but certainly you can get them giving a speech. You can get them testifying on Capitol Hill. So they are accessible, and depending on the cabinet official, some are media friendly and some are not. Some are afraid of the media, and some know that it's part of the Washington game. But it's important for the agencies to get their message out of what they're doing, and that's not only to lawmakers, but that's to the media.